getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Now, would you look at that? I just push the button and the theme song plays and we're off to another hour of polkaing. Here on Tin Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. It's what we do every week here. We sit in front of the record player and put on all these great old-time records, polkas, and what have you here on the Zumpa Hour. So we're pretty thrilled that you're along with us for another round of all this lunacy that we do each and every week here on the show. Let's kick things off with the Little Richard Polka Band and My Shoes Keep Walking Back to You. Polka. See, you may remember this as an old country and western song, but here it is, done in polka style.
Now they say that I don't care, hold my head up in the air, even tell my friends I'm glad that you don't call. But when the day is through, then my heartache starts anew, and that's when I miss you most of all. And my arms keep reaching for you, and my eyes keep searching for you, and my lips keep calling for you, and my shoes keep walking back to you. No matter how I pretend, wish I had you back again, 'cause nothing else means half as much as you. Oh, my world just seemed to die on the day you said goodbye, and I can't forget no matter what I do. And my arms keep reaching for you, and my eyes keep searching for you, my lips keep calling for you, and my shoes keep walking back to you.
Shoes Keep Walking Back to You there, done up as a polka number as opposed to a country western song. Can't remember who originally did that, but I know I could probably look it up, but then I would be wasting valuable time when I could be playing another record like this one by a group with a very simple name, Sunshine. This would be a good record to play on a cloudy, crummy day. But I don't know about where you are, but right here in northern Minnesota at this particular moment, it is sunshine and beautiful and completely out of season. It is like 55 degrees and gorgeous outside. And we have the Minnesota Deer Hunters opening weekend, whatever, coming up. And they're grumpy because it's too hot. There's no snow to track the deer. Things are not normal this year. But anyway, here's a group called Sunshine. This is the Zippity Polka.
Thank you.
There's Sunshine, the Zippity Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show, great old-time records here on the show each and every week. And coming up next, I think we have another artiste who has never been on the show before. I think I've stumbled upon another record, or another artist anyway, that because I got a lot of records we haven't played yet, but most of them are by people we've heard of already or we played on the show. But I got one coming up here that I don't think has made it to the program before. And I want to remind you, too, you can call and actually leave a message here at the Oompa Hour if you'd like to request a song or a band or whatever. And the official bat phone here in the Oompa studio is area code 218-259-2985. 218-259-2985. And you can leave a massage at the Oompa Hour hotline if you are so inclined. And, of course, you can always email us to oompahour@aol.com and on Facebook even. It's so darn high-tech around here. Facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour is where you find us. All right, Woody Sorensen next. I do not recall playing Woody on the show before. Here's Life in the Finnish Woods. Life in the Finnish Woods with Woody Sorensen here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Don't believe that we have had Woody on the show before. So breaking a little bit of new ground there anyway. On the way, Happy Richie and his Royal Airs want to mention the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin at the Harrington Arts Center and invite you to stop by and check it out if you happen to be in the area. And, of course, yes, you can go there in the winter. It's a terrible thing to say. I would not recommend it unless you like adventure, because this part of the country is sometimes quite a challenge in the winter, especially Duluth, because it's right on Lake Superior, and there's a lot of pretty interesting hills. Makes for quite an adventure. But definitely check it out anyway. Put it on your agenda of things you want to do. Maybe get on their mailing list or bookmark their website, because they'll have their 16 is ending, 17's coming up. Their event schedule, always a lot of fun stuff, concerts and seminars. They have what they call ethnic evenings. They have jam sessions, all sorts of stuff scheduled throughout the year. And you can check it all out at worldofaccordions.org is their website. And it's just cool. For 1,400 or so accordions and concertinas on display, all sorts of memorabilia, music, history, advertising, novelties, I guess you'd call it. You just kind of need to check it out if you're interested in the heritage or the music or the ethnicities and all that. It's cool, all right? It's the World of Accordions Museum, Harrington Arts Center, Belknap Street, Superior, Wisconsin, online, worldofaccordions.org. You can find out all sorts of stuff about it, all right? Here's Happy Richie and his Royal Airs. This is the Lovesick Polka.
We'll be right back. search the Mimi Mountain. Coś ty mnie uczynił, będę pora prosić, żebyś nie łaszczenił.
There we go. Happy Richie and his royal heirs and the Lovesick Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it is your old-time oldie show. That's what we do. We play records here on the show. Every song you hear when you're listening to the Zumpa Hour is coming out of grooves in a record. We're not playing any CDs or any of that fancy schmancy stuff here. We're doing it old school here on the Zumpa Hour. Now, this next record is kind of not really a polka. But it is one of my favorite songs, however, not by the Florian Chmielewski Orchestra, though. You remember it back in the 50s, huge record for Prez Prado and his orchestra, Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. Great song, great dance number, ballrooms and dances and everywhere. Even the kids were into this one, the teenagers liked this one, and it wasn't even a rock and roll record. So we're fudging a little bit on the old-time style, but it's still an old-time band, and it's a great song. Here's Florian Chmielewski Orchestra and Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. Yo, Florian Chmielewski Orchestra. I just always like that song. Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Let's get back to something a little more old-timey. Joe Lestovic and Polka Punch and Little Joey's Oberic. we go. you caught me doing something else here. Boy, that's embarrassing. That's unprofessional when that happens. I was putting a certificate into a certificate frame for to hang on the wall during that bouncy Oberic there. Little Joey's Oberic, Joe Lastovic, and Polka Punch here on Tim Zupa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Yeah, this. Oops, there we go. Okay, I'm fighting with a picture frame here. Hang on. There, that's more like it. Here, I had a whole big stack of records fall over, and I was like, why did that big stack of records fall over? And they fell over because in the middle of the big stack of records was a picture frame that needed to have a picture put in it. And anyway, you know how it is. One thing leads to another, and the next thing, you got a big pile of polka records on the floor. So things are a little out of control there. Here on the Yumpa Hour today, now here I got a record by The Naturals, and this is not a very cheerful-sounding record. How did this one get into my hand? Because the other side's in Polish, and I already played one where they're singing in Polish, so I don't want to do that already again in the show. All right, here's the End of the World Polka. Not a very cheerful title. Here's The Naturals. Naturals there, and the End of the World Polka here at Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and I think they sounded awfully cheerful there for it being the end of the world, all right? Let's go back to when you were in grade school, shall we? See if you can remember that far back. I can, because I remember a lot of weird things, but do you remember back in grade school, they, and I think they still do it, but they call it something else. They would pass out these little white flutophones, we called them when I was a kid. And the class would learn to play some basic songs. It's kind of like you're all going to learn a little smidgen of music, whether you like it or not. It was part of the curriculum back in those days. And they passed out these flutophones. They were white, and they had a red rim around the bell, and they just had little finger holes, and you kind of boop, 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 and they were kind of sound like an ocarina a little bit. Now they make kids do it, but they call them recorders, which I think is what they actually are. I think flutophone was a brand name, but as a kid, you don't know that. And it sounds way cooler to be playing a flutophone than to be playing a recorder, I think. But I have Babe Wagner now. This is the Flutophone Polka. We'll be right back. go. You would think if you're going to have a song called the Flutophone Polka, there would be a flutophone in it, but there is not. Babe Wagner here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show, and actually, I knew there was not going to be a flutophone in there, but they still call the song that, and I got to tell you the flutophone story, and we could reminisce about fifth grade when we had to play those darn things. So let's do something crazy here on the Oompa Hour this week, shall we? We could do something crazy. I have Frank Yankovic 45 in my hand here, and both sides are classics. And I think that we have to just play both sides, because one side is the barroom polka, and the other side is the cafe polka, also known as Hey Baba Reba. So I think we need to play both sides of this record, don't you think? I think we're going to do that. We're going to play Frankie Yankovic, and then we're going to play Frankie Yankovic. So we'll call this like a little Frankie Yankovic mini concert here on the Oompa Hour, and let's just play both sides of this 45, huh?
I know a lot of places for refreshments, taverns and saloons and cabarets. But as you paint the town, don't run the good place down. Remember one good point, don't call it a dive or a joint. It's called a tavern room in Pennsylvania. In Manhattan, it's a plush line club. It's just a gin mill in old Chicago. And in London, it's a bloomin' pub. They serve you cocktails in ritzy Newport, and it's Boilermakers in Sweet Dunn. But no matter where you are, when you stagger from a bar, you're just plain old-fashioned drunk. Called a bar room in old Milwaukee. It's a meeting hall in Buffalo. It's just a beer joint in good old Cleveland, or a cider mill in Tupelo. They serve a schooner in old Altoona, like the honky tonks in old Bridgeport. But the thing I'm looking for is a good old swinging door where a pint is still on court.
Frankie Yankovic there and the Barroom Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and I'm just going to flip that 45 right over here, and we're going to do the Cafe Polka on the other side, so here you get to hear the live putting on of the record here, because you don't get to hear that very often. Here's Frankie again and the Cafe Polka.
Hey, Bob Reba.
Thank you.
There you go, a double whammy there, Frankie Yankovic and the Cafe Polka. And right before that, the Barroom Polka. That's not even Frankie and his Yanks. That's Frankie Yankovic and the Yankovic Singers, if you can believe that. And in fact, the Barroom Polka was Frankie Yankovic with Joe Miskulin in a vocal duet. So there, everybody has been properly credited. Now, in the stack of records that I knocked over earlier in the show, fortunately you didn't get to hear that. There may have been some colorful language for a moment there. I came across this record, Minnesota Style by Gil Steele. And we have Gil doing the Mountain Excursion Polka, so let's roll it! Steel there doing it Minnesota style, says right on the record there, the Mountain Excursion Polka. Here at Tim's Oompa Hour, it is your old-time oldies show. Remember, you can call the Oompa Hotline now. We have an Oompa Hotline. It's not really called that, but that's what I'm calling it. Area code 218-259-2985. And you want to make a request or you're looking to hear from a band or whatever, we will certainly try to find it for you for an upcoming show. So anyway, the Oompa Hotline. 218-259-2985. And of course, always via email too. Just oompahour@aol.com will do the job. All right, now this record's kind of experimental. I think we just ought to try it out here. I have a little Wally 45, and I usually play Wooden Heart, which is actually side B of the record. I don't remember ever playing side A because, well, it seemed sad. But, you know, we played a song that seemed sad earlier, and it was pretty peppy, so let's see how our luck holds out. I don't remember this side. Here's Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys, and I Have the Blues.
I have the blues because I had to lose you. I have the blues because you went astray. I have the blues because I had to lose you. Another love has taken you away. Broken heart, sad and blue, all because of losing you. Oh, what can I do? the blues because I had to lose you. I have the blues because you went astray. I have the blues because I had to lose you. Another love has taken you away. Broken heart, sad and blue, all because of losing you. Oh, what can I do? Broken heart, sad and blue, all because of losing you.
There you have it. I have the blues. Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys here on Tim Zumpa Hour. I think you're getting over-waltzed today, aren't you? That's like two now that count as a waltz, right? We had Life in the Finnish Woods, and that was a waltz. And what else do we have? I thought there was another one in there. Maybe not. Maybe I'm just crazy. I don't know. But we have the Ever Ready Polka now. And I don't think this has anything to do with the Battery people at all. But here's Kenny Bass and the orchestra. That says Kenny Bass and his orchestra, but I'm used to saying Kenny Bass and his polka poppers. But anyway, that is the Ever Ready Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Sounds to me like it just keeps going and going and going. Anyway, we have, check this out. Maybe you remember these. I have an extended play 45, an EP. Remember those? Had a couple of songs on each side of the record, and I have one of those here from the Musical Heirs. on Polka Town Records, of all catchy names, I guess, huh? And we'll go with song number one on side B. How's that sound? The Musical Airs, this is the Tick Tack Polka. Musical Airs there, and the Tick Tack Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Not to be confused with the Tick Tack Polka, which is an entirely different song and often performed by Frankie Yankovic as well. Anyway, let's see what else we got going on here. I got another record ready to go, and but I got to tell you, I was looking at the computer while that song was playing, and this news story popped up here, and I thought I would share this with you if I can figure out how to do this. Normally, of course, I don't do any news here in the show because, of course, it would be old news depending when you hear the show because different stations play the show on different dates. But this headline came, and maybe you'll probably have heard this already, but I'm going to tell you anyways. The headline is Squirrel Attacks People at Florida Senior Center, Three People Injured. A rogue squirrel. I'm telling you the story right off the press here. A rogue squirrel ran wild through a senior living community in Florida yesterday, biting and scratching residents and leaving three people injured. A staff member at the Sterling Court Retirement Home in Deltona, Florida, called 911 Thursday afternoon to report that several people had been attacked by a squirrel and needed immediate medical assistance. The squirrel bit someone sitting outside the building, and when the animal would not let go, the person ran into the activity room. Once inside, the animal went on a rampage, according to the Orlando Sentinel. We had a squirrel that entered the building, and it's in our activity room, and it's jumping on people and biting them and scratching them, a woman told the dispatcher, according to audio from the county sheriff's office there. And we need help, is what they said. During the call, the people in the background were crying for help. One person said they felt lightheaded, and then the ambulance came, took people to the hospital. Says, I don't know if we need to go in an ambulance, but we need to care for people here, said the staff. The squirrel's still in there, and people are bleeding. That's crazy. Anyway, it goes on and on about this horrible squirrel rampage. And whoever thinks, I mean, it's a long news story here, and I'm not going to get into the all the details. Two people, including two residents and a staff member, were injured in the attack. All three taken to the hospital, given rabies shots, released later in the day, and are expected to be fine. But you just never know, man. Those squirrels go crazy when they get out of their element. They're not used to being in the activity room at the senior center. You, no matter how hard you try, you cannot get squirrels to play bingo, all right? Let's get back to, I just saw that headline, and I want wanted to share. Let's get back to the news here. Here I've been talking so much, I forgot what record I was going to play. Now I got to look at it here. Oh, Elmer Scheid here doing the My Wife, She Is Happy Polka. Shy there, my wife, she is happy polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldies show. I don't know, I just can't get over that squirrel, rampaging squirrel in the senior center down there in Florida. How terrible is that? Anyway, just you got to be careful with those squirrels, man. They'll get you if they're not getting in a power transformer and shutting down the neighborhood. All right, let's keep the tunes rolling here. Joe Timmer in the orchestra up next. This is Winky's Polka.
We'll be right back. Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention. The International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, here, I think we got time to squeak in another tune here on the old show. And, you know, we open with that little polka DJ show all the time here in the show. We wrap the show up with it, too. In fact, I'm getting into ready to wrap up the show here in a few minutes. That's Dick Pillar and his orchestra. Here's a 45 from Dick Pillar and his orchestra. And I think we're going to recognize this one. It's called the Beatles Song Polka.
That's all I hear all day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Each time the Beatles play.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
My honey feels so gay. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to the Beatles. Hey, hey! Oh! Sings a Beatles song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I hear it all day long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can't stand a Beatles song. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dances swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to those Beatles. Hey, hey! Oh! My girl's in such a state.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She thinks that they're so great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wants Ringo for her mate. I want to hold your hand. She sings while polka dancers swing. She does that Beatle thing. I want to hold your hand. She screams, looks like I've lost my honey to those Beatles.
That's Dick Pillar and his orchestra there. It's called the Beatles Song Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. That's the influence of the Beatles, you know. I think we have around here somewhere the Yellow Submarine Polka, too, and a couple of other Beatles songs done in polka style that they just had such an influence on pretty much everything, those guys. I'm telling you. Well, speaking of Dick Pillar, here he is doing our little theme song that we use at the in and out of the show here, and that's going to do it for another Oompa Hour. So remember that hotline number, 218-259-2985. Call it!
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications.
musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zubauer, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio, beautiful downtown Bovee, Minnesota, brought to you by the International Polka Association, a World of Accordions Museum in beautiful downtown Superior, Wisconsin. Back to do it again next time. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody!